Shanana, hallelu, season's greetings. Happy Kwanzaa Lakaya, it's the holidays. Well, it's after Christmas, it's New Year's Eve. I tried to do a podcast, a little session. I've been meaning to get to this for like a couple of weeks. So I have to give you the rundown of 2020 because it's been the wrath. I mean, 2020 has been a hell of a year, ladies and gentlemen, a hell of a year. Let me just tell you, after Kobe Bryant died, him and his daughter, after they died, it was like, it just went from there. And it never stopped. From Corona, the COVID-19 to the police brutality, Ahmaud, Breonna, George, Rashad. I mean, it just continued. Protests, economy, jobs, small businesses, restaurants closing, racial wars. It's the love hate. It's been a hateful hate this fucking 2020. It's the wrath. It's been a hell of a year. I mean, I can just go on and on. We lost so many people this past month. A lot of rappers, Pop Smoke, one of the guys from Houdini. It's just a lot of little rappers got killed. One of the rappers got killed on Trinity, on the downtown. I mean, it's just been a hell of a year. A lot of murders, a lot of death with the COVIDs. I mean, if you haven't learned anything, I hope you learned to vote, because voting was a mandatory this year, from the general election to like the Georgia runoff. I voted yesterday. You know, I'm all blue state because, you know, we got the Biden and the Kamala, and we need this cannabis law. If they want anything to be right, if they want to make money out here and create jobs, we need the cannabis law. I mean, we don't just need Amazon. Amazon is taking all our money. We do need dispensaries out here so we can get back, so we can fix the roads and have better schools. I mean, it's just better. I mean, dispensary, and it gives people knowledge of how to fucking plant and grow. We need to start growing our own things and start opening our own businesses. So if we didn't learn anything from 2020, that's really what I learned. I got a plan B. And then I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I did this culinary thing. I didn't know what the fuck I was getting myself into. I just wanted to get... Actually, I was trying to get a grant and things. You know I needed extra money. And I just didn't know what the restaurant, me being a waitress. And it's just like, waitress is supposed to be my last little gig. Like, before I, you know, take off and go to, like, either the morgue or working somebody's down in the bottom of the hospital somewhere doing something with the death. And now I got the culinary thing, it's giving me life. And, you know, I'm taking the cannabis course. I'm getting ready to finish that. I mean, hopefully I can be done with that before we start back to school on January 5th. Because we on the two break, and it's so quick. It's January 5th is coming up. And then that's when, January 6th is when we start back to school. And then the runoff is on fucking January 5th. So hopefully we'll get a Warnock and Ossoff in the Senate. If we get the Democrat Senate, then, you know, cannabis will be here before you know it. And I'm in this culinary class, so I can open up me a boutique. I have my business. I have what I'm trying to do. I wrote it down. I got my thoughts. I know what I want to do. I need to find a space and then go from there. You know, I'm praying that, you know, now that 2020 was such the wrath, and, you know, was systematic, we already know that the court system is not for the blacks. I already know that everything built out here is not for the blacks. You know, we get discriminated on, we get racial profiled, we have to go through the changes to get a job, we have to criminal background check, drug tests, you know, 3 and 4 interviews. I mean, they just make it so hard for a person to really get a job sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying that it gets a little bit easier because we should be able to get right in. If you got the education, you can do the trade. Just fucking hire me. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is the big deal? You need all this fucking references and all of this shit. Bitch, if I've been on the job for like 8 years or some shit, or if I done got the education for it but don't have the skills, teach me so I can learn, so I can be the best. So I'ma just, you know, and I really want to start at a bakery. So that's what I'm really gonna work on for 2021. It's just trying to find a little space. See if I can get a little business loan. They should be fucking giving out, and that's what I'm saying. You know, we get the Senate. You know, I know they'll give minorities some loans now. You know what I'm saying? They should be able to see the light. Hopefully, we'll just get more love. Because it's mad of us out. It's a lot of us out here who want businesses, who need to give back. I already have my staff. Like, I already got a crew that can help, you know, that I want to hire, you know, to get jobs, who I can feel that'll be worthy to work with me. You know what I'm saying? I want to fucking be an entrepreneur. I want to be successful. I want the money. I want that cannabis money because cultivating is something you need to know. You should grow your own vegetables and plants and everything. We should. If I grow all my plants and shit, when I open up my little boutique for my bakery, my little cannabis fusion joint / turkey sandwich joint, then I can grow my own, like, veggies and things. I won't have to go to the local farmer or the local Cisco and things like that. I need to start, like, you know what I'm saying? Just shit that I wish I would have learned as a little girl. Because my granny did cultivating. She planted. She had the cosmetology inside the crib. She used to do hair. She ran a bar. You know, we just never owned none of that. And now my family is at each other's throats and my granny is not even dead. So it's just like, I pray that my family get it back together one day because, you know, by the COVIDs and everything, things being the way they are now, it's just, life is just so not promising. I mean, it's a lot of deaths during, thanks to the COVIDs. It's a lot of deaths for the COVIDs. And even if you didn't die of COVID, they think you died of COVID, you know. Anybody that's going into the hospital, you're not 100% guaranteed to come out. Definitely, you know. And, you know, now they have a new strand that's coming out. And now it's like they got the vaccines. They injecting the vaccine. We've seen Kamala get the vaccine. We've seen Biden get the vaccine. You know, Trump's, and we ain't see Trump's getting no vaccine. But, you know, I mean, they've been taking a vaccine, and Kamala looked very nervous. But it's just the fact that they are taking it. The nurses are getting it. Some people have allergic reactions. Some people, you know, side effects and things like that. And they want people to take it. I feel you. I relate. But what about this new strand that's coming out? So the new strand, if everybody get the vaccine, so you're going to have to produce more vaccines. And then they're not even producing enough vaccines for the world. The whole world has to get the vaccine. And then not everybody's going to take the vaccine. That's just how it is. You're going to have to either make or threaten people to take that vaccine. Because that's just, you know, it's common. People scared. We scared out here. We seen the movies, I Am Legend and things. And, you know, it's just scary. It's just scary because time is here. And Babylon, and they're killing, so many killings. And, you know, I haven't seen no police this year. You know, that's one thing I didn't have to worry about was police in these streets like that this year for 2020. Because after they, you know, the defunding of the police and all the honey, I don't know where that all the popo were, but I'm just really starting to see police in December. You know what I'm saying? Like April and May when we were shut down and things, I ain't seen no popo. None whatsoever. So it's just like, You know, if you didn't come up with a plan B or a backup, and everybody wants a little business. Everybody trying to do something of their own invention or some kind of cosmetic hair. You know, a lot of the celebrities, they, you know, get their little side hustles and things. But are y'all hiring regular people? Are y'all, you know, not just hiring your family, but are y'all putting, like, regular people like us, like me, to work? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, usually when, you know, big time celebrity, they always help their family first. And that's with any family business. You're going to put your family on. True and deep. But it's so many people out here who need a job. It's so much unemployment. The unemployment rate is skyrocketing. The unemployment rate is just, it's a lot going on. Unemployment rate. A lot of people were hungry. They just passed the little $600 thing when we should be getting $2,000. Trump leaked out and said, told them where all this money was going. They sending all this money overseas. That's why we only getting $600. All, you know, they sending money to Belize and over China. I mean, you know, Afghan, everybody gets money. When they do like these $1 billion, $1 trillion stimulus packages, not all of that money is going to America's. We only get $600. We should be getting $2,000 a month. They gave us $1,200. We didn't ask for this COVID. And, you know, my little business is, you know, my little t-shirt thing gone. You know, Shalana Hallelujah. Thank God I can come back out with, like, my catering business. You know, a little boutique. Thank God, you know, my brand and everything. But I'm just like, and then I came out the pocket this year with my assignments and things in this school. And they take about $65 off my credit card every month. I feel like they shouldn't, because it was a damn pandemic. Why y'all, and I'm in school, you know, why couldn't I just pay all of that when I got out? But then it's just like they want to hurry up. They hurried up and rushed the fucking grant through. I mean, the loan through. They don't really have too many resources. They sent us 2 pantry boxes and like flowers and things. And I'm just, you know, people always like, look at the grant and look at the grant. Well, my school is in Boulder, Colorado. I stay in Georgia. And it's just like, I'm online. So I don't even, they don't even offer like a lot of fucking, like they don't have the CARES Act. There were no grants on there that offer, you know, what I'm going on, culinary and things. They gave me a list to look at, but they weren't offering shit, you know. It's just limited resources out here. You know, I try to get fucking food stamps, but Ron didn't want his name and shit on the fucking, he didn't want to participate in that thing. And I don't think that they should ask him for it. Just because we live together don't mean that you need the other person's, you know, information. And then here it is. You know, I got robbed in April. I still don't have a Social Security card. I've been trying to get a Social Security card since my wallet was stolen, you know? And it's just crazy. It's been a hell of a year. I mean, it's been a hell of a year. We lost a lot of good people. John Lewis, Miss Ruth B. I mean, we lost a lot. Chad. We lost Black Panther, y'all. We lost Kobe Bryant, y'all. And it's, we lost a lot of good people. A lot of our black team. JT, we lost a lot of our black leaders. Like, John Lewis was really, like, and him and Miss Ruth was, like, really the only ones. I mean, you got Jesse Jackson out here. I don't know about all that. You got, what's his name? Al Sharpton out here. I'm like, you know, I mean, you got, but those John Lewis and Mr. They fought the power. You know what I'm saying? You got to get into some good trouble. You got to get into some good trouble. And that's what really all the protests was, some good trouble. You know, and I'm glad I participated in that shit this year. I've always wanted, ever since I've watched The Roots and Rosewood and I'm a Star, Give Us Free and Glory and all of that and all the slave movies. I've always, Malcolm X, I've always wanted to do a protest or fight the power or stand it up or burn it down, you know. And it was fires. It was just an uproar. Like, 2020 was like the year to set the fucking Babylon off. The demons have arrived on the planet. And they doing what they supposed to do. They supposed to take over and do their thing. So, other than that, I've just been cooking. Cooking's been giving me my life. And, you know, we went to Colorado in November as well. September, November. And it's just like, well, I made some oil. You know, I made my blueberry basil jammy jam. I made a raspberry mint. 200 milligrams, you know, I still have some product, you know, because when I came back for Thanksgiving, it's like people's money, like September when I sold out that first batch, I sold out like within 10 days, like, yeah, within like a week. This second batch, I'm like, I still got product because people are like, the money, you know, people, you know, I'm used to getting rid of shit, and it's CBD, THC. And people are like, the money. I mean, I know it's 60, which I probably have to go down just to sell it, probably $40 or so. But, it, you know, it defeats the purpose because I don't want it to go to waste, you know. So it's just so much just went on. And, you know, I'm trying to make a product, which that is going to be my number one leading product. But I've learned to make cream brulees and bread puddings and muffins, and it's just been awesome. It's been an awesome experience with the school. You know, I really can't afford it. You know, it's been sucked up on my money. So I hopefully, you know, with these taxes, hopefully I can get some of this money back. I know I owe taxes, so there's so much going on in life and personal life and this job. You know, I work the weekends and, you know, it's limited hours, it's limited money. So I'm just taking it one day at a time. I'm still here, so I'm still here. I can't even lie. I'm still here. I mean, Ron and I, you know, I've been, this is the most I've been home this year. I went from probably $45,000 since I've been. Right, I probably made like $20,000 this year. Yeah, because I started school in July. And then we were shut down in March. And then, you know, it's just been a hell of a year because money, and then the money wasn't all of that. I might had a good week in August. I got that SBA loan. And that went to all my school supplies, my mixers, my blenders, my equipment. I had to get equipment for school. My islands, my pots and pans, my trays and shit. I had to get a lot of equipment. And then the food I have to cook. So I have to cook food. But, you know, they're not supplying us the food. I just didn't know how the school thing was going to go when I, you know, it's like, oh, I'm doing culinary. I didn't know that I was going to have to buy fucking food and cook, do the cost. And, you know, but it is teaching me some shit. But I'm going broke with the school. So I'm praying 2021 I get more funds. You know, more funds. And I'm going to work on my resume. And hopefully I can get up in somebody's bakery. Highland Bakery, I'm going to keep an eye out for that. Alon's is a real good bakery. Alon's is a real good bakery. And there's another couple, like cookie places, things like that. I even check out Insomnia, you know, see what they, how their cookies are made. And, you know, even, you know, try Chiba Hut. You know what I'm saying? It's cannabis infused, but, you know, just with sandwiches and things, you know. Just anything part-time. I know I'm going to have to do another part-time job in this new upcoming year because I have no money. Well, and then Ron is like, you know, our birthday's coming up in February. We're going to need some more stock. We're going to need some more supply. And he's going to want to go to Denver. And I'm just going to be like, nigga, you paying? You got this ticket? My birthday gift to me. And I'll just bust you down. Slob on the line. Sha-la-la-la. You know how we do. But it was a hell of a year. You know, it's distant. I mean, everybody's separated. I mean, rich is getting richer and they building their bunkers and shit for the future. But when doomsday come, you know, it's just so many things I've learned about the Black Massacre, about the Black Wall Street, how they took us over again in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had our own town. We had our own money. We had our own banks. We had our own everything, clothing, everything. They came and they raped us and took our shit once again. I didn't even learn that in the history books. That fucking made me so angry because I still got a fucking D in history. Mr. O'Saban with his fucking polluted ass. He fucking gave me a D, you know. And that's like, we didn't learn nothing about Black history. So why the fuck are you giving me a D for? You should have given me an A, nigga, because y'all didn't give us the right fucking information. All we learn about is Martin Luther King. They don't even really talk about fucking Malcolm X. Now, all of that shit that I learned this year should be in the history books. Even the shit with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, that shit should be in the history books. I finally read some cops for Breonna Taylor. Thank God. I mean, you know. I mean, everybody else's cops is getting arrested. You know what I'm saying? George Floyd and Rashad and shit. Because when the Black woman is still at the bottom of the barrel, of course. We always at the bottom. Now, I have seen more than usual a lot of Black women with white men now. I mean, a lot of our Black men are gay. A lot of them we losing to white women. I mean, it's just, and a lot of them we losing to death and jail and drugs and, you know, it's fucking ridiculous. They need 2021. That's why this Senate is mandatory. That little weed charge, all these weed charges, all these drug dealers in jail for weed. That shit they need to come up out of there. And we're the face fronts of cannabis and we get locked up for selling the weed when you got the white boy over there fucking growing and shit in his fucking crib. And that's some shit. That's some shit, right? And here it is. I'm selling his shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to fucking jail and he's still growing his shit. Shit is fucking not fair, man. That shit is not meant for the Blacks. I've never realized how much this world does not like Black people. How much this world... I take that back. Not say how much this world don't like Black people. Because we are such good lovers. We're such loving people. I mean, we just fucking get mad because motherfuckers always got to talk that mouth and play us all the time. Yeah, people play us. Play the Blacks all the time. We always at the barrel. We always get mocked. We always get made fun of how we talk, how we dress, how we look. You know. Everything about us is always mocked. Our melanin, but everybody wants it. I don't understand. And I think that is the most reason of all that we've seen a lot of hate was because of the fact that y'all will never have the melanin. Y'all will never. I mean, if the sun comes out, we won't burn. We won't burn. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a nuclear war, We will burn, you know what I'm saying? But we won't melt, but we'll turn back to dust. Get it? But I learned a lot of things, even my ancestors, how they said Christopher Columbus discovered the world. Our ancestors, my people of color, my descendants was on this planet first. And then we didn't ask to come to fucking America. And if I could go back to Africa, I would. If I could, I would. If I had money, I would. If I hit the lottery, I've been playing the lottery, my scratch-offs lately. Don't know what to turn to. I mean, and everything's for sale. You know, or keeps anything for sale. But, hey, if I could win the lottery, if I could win a little stuff, even if I win 50 G's. You know, they're not even letting us in Canada, so you can't go there. That was always my go-to. Like, I'm moving to Canada. Colorado, they got 2 cases of that new strand of COVID in Colorado. It's just so much shit going on right now. So you got the vaccine, people taking this vaccine, a new strand come out. what's going to happen with that? You got to make more vaccine, a new vaccine. You got three different companies making three different vaccines, and they want to inject it into people. And then the vaccine that comes out for the people in April and May, we're not getting it until then. And then it's just like, damn, if I can hold out to April, man, I'm like, damn, now this is the worst time because this is flu season. And I haven't even had a flu shot. And you don't get me wrong, you know, my throat was a little scratchy the other day. I ain't have on no cold. This weather's a little mixy, so I just have to remember to cover my chest and cover my ears. My head and my chest needs to always be covered. Because you go out here and you thinking it's warm and it's shady. The weather is shady. You know what I'm saying? The weather is totally shady. So it's just like, for the most part, 2020 just got me on a new train, because I needed something new. Because in May I was depressed, Dutchie's death, a month I was depressed, I was just like, what is going on with me? Child, it's just it was depressing. And then the money situation, which we had unemployment, and then wanted to stop our unemployment. And, you know, my employer was the worst with this pandemic because he didn't give a fuck about us. He got mad because we were at home getting our $3,000 a week, which I should have saved more of that money. Okay. And it's just like, damn, because I thought I was going to be getting more of that money. That's why I was like, but I had to pay bills. I had to pay health bills. I had to pay bills. Everything that I fucking got, unemployment, I paid bills. My SBA loan, I paid bills, and my equipment and my assignments. That SBA was really for like my school, because that shit came in August. I went on two trips, September and November. Which probably was like 45, 4 G's on each trip, because about each trip is like 2 G's, maybe 25, you know, that's how much I spent, when I go to Denver, but that's with hotel room, and flight, food, cannabis, and everything, that's everything. So, and you know, that's not cheap, but you know, only because my spending money is about the $1,500, right? The room and everything is about a good $600. So I really have to bring down, you know, if we decide to go in February, I won't have that much spending money. But it depends. I want to go. I love Denver so much, but It's gonna be a time where, you know, coming up, where we might not even get to travel because shit is so hectic out here. It's so hectic, and you know, wanna be like, oh, okay, yeah. But to be honest, it's not. It's just not what it seems, you know? It's just not what it seems. And everybody is talking about their eviction. Well, thank God they passed all of that $600, but I still haven't received mine. So I know I probably won't get mine. But I don't know when, but I know the IRS now, they talk about I owe them money, which I do, because I just did my taxes last year for 2019. I still got to do 2020, and no, that was 2018, I think. I got to do 2019. You know, it's, you know, I'm just like, it just got to, they just got to get their life, you know. And, you know, I'm trying to hold on, you know, my mom,
you know, she's over there with her sisters from time to time. And, you know, they all were supposed to go to court or something. I really don't know what's going on with my family. I just know they fighting on my granny, and my granny is like, she got Alzheimer's and things. No, she's got dementia. But I really pray for my family because they're just so sad right now. It's a sad cause. And if anything was, and if it was the end of days to come, they would be upset because nobody is together. And now my cousin is mad at her aunts because it's some bullshit. They gonna end up getting granny put in a hole. They gonna end up letting granny, the state gonna end up taking granny. That's what's going to happen. Because they getting all the court system and all this shit, the courts involved with y'all's mama. That's not good. That's just not good. And they think they're doing something to the system. It just don't make no sense. And they're not teaching the young kids nothing. Baby JJ, Joe, you know, Cootie and things. They're not teaching them nothing. They're not teaching us shit. Yeah, we should be having a family business and shit. And y'all want to fucking bicker and argue and talk about who is running the state, or like my Uncle Dwight is taking money. Like, Granny got all this fucking money. Granny don't have all this fucking money. I don't get it. It's always about some money. With this family, it has always been about the money. I have never met any more hungry people. No, hungry, greedy people. Like my family, they are just the greediest. Money, 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 man. I don't get it. Especially the women in my family. Like, if they met your ass and you don't have no money, they not fucking with you. I mean, I always said I didn't want to be like that. I always thought I was going to be like that because at a time, I was tricking at a time. So it was all about the money. And even to this day, if I was single in the single life, I probably still wouldn't fuck with niggas like that. I wouldn't. Unless they gave me some fucking coins. See how brainwashing that is? Because now I look at the men that they have out here now. The young boys nowadays, they fucking on the down low. They got tattoos in their face and shit. They disrespectful. These young boys are on some different shit now. Like, these young boys that's in their 20s now, they are on some different shit. Like, all them opioids and them pills and shit, I can't get into that shit. I mean, I did the little chi-chi, the little yayoing things. I love some shrooms, shrooms to this day. Like, I got a bag full of shrooms. I mean, I'm holding on to them for a rainy day, but I don't know how long I'm supposed to keep them, but I'll probably have them for a while. But as far as in crack and heroin and all this other shit, even Molly, that was never really my thing. I don't even think I took Molly. I mean, I don't think I've ever taken Molly. Even Molly. I don't even like that shit. Molly. No, I don't have time for all of that. No, Molly. Chubby. So, I do what I can. And, you know, I just pray that my family get it together. Because we had some good-ass time. My family was the shit. But now, they can't even get along. They can't even be in the same room. Some of them folks can't even be in the same room. For real. Some of them folks can't even be in the same room. So, it's really sad. And it's all over nothing. All they have to do is sit down and talk. And I said, intervention. 6-7 years ago, I kept saying, intervention. I feel the pot. I feel the boiling. Something is about to happen. I said that. I was saying that years ago because I knew my vibe was is never wrong. Interesting. And here it is. To this day, y'all can't even fucking get together to have a damn job. They can't even get together to have a little album. And that's some shit. It's just, it's crazy. It's sick, man. My family is so, like, I can't believe my family is so like that. Damn, for real. It was the bomb. My family was the shit. But now, I can't even be around. I can't even be around. I haven't even talked to my uncle. Because it's so embarrassing right now. It is so embarrassing to even talk to him. Because I know you're like, you haven't called me in a while. I'm just like, yeah, because this family is embarrassing. You know, Ryan has... His family goes through some shit, but not like my family. And he hears it all the time, so it's just like, ugh, why we have to be so embarrassed? You know, why can't we just be civilized, loving beings? Not have so much fucking drama over nothing. That's the shit I don't get. It's really over nothing. A bunch of big misunderstandings. But no, because y'all stuck in y'all's fucking evil ass ways and nobody wants to apologize. Like, oh, well, damn. Maybe if y'all just see his receipts, sit down and see the receipts, what this man is really doing with the money. Or the little granny only gets $1,900 a month. Y'all act like she getting $5,000 and shit. So, it's so many secrets, so many lies. It's just so far wrong and it's fucked up. It's really fucked up. So, I just keep staying away from them because I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to get involved in that shit. None of it. It's just not cool, man. It's not cool. And I just don't have time for that. I don't. So, you know, my love life, we've just been working on us. You know, we've just been working on us. He has to work on him. And you know, it's been hectic. He gonna have to get a little something because I don't know what's going on with the barbershop. But yeah, he needs to really need to get his own space. He needs to get his own. Because I can't see him working for nobody. The way he is, child me. Because he is like, right. Nobody wanna work with his ass. But for the most part, you know, it's been the new year. It's going on the new year. And I just pray that they come on with this $2,000 stimulus check or just some extra money. And Biden, you gonna shut it down because we got a new case coming in. Motherfucker, and that's one thing I learned. Trump told the whites not to wear the mask in the beginning. And they haven't been wearing the mask. That is one thing I can say. They have not been wearing the mask. They have not. So, yeah, because I don't want to give them I'm boxing up a little bit of my gumbo because I'm just made a seafood gumbo for Christmas. And it's the bomb. I mean, I've made so many things that I've never made. I made a fisherman's stew. But I love this gumbo better with the crawfish tails, the shrimp, and the lobster shrimp. It was just amazing. I infused the roux with cannabis oil. So it was just amazing. It was really good. I was really impressed. So I'm just taking some of my coworkers' stuff. But I'm not giving them all my rights. We got rights at the job. You can use their rights. Okay.
So other than that, you know, just trying to, you know, live my life and trying to make it do what it do with us and pray that I get a little something in the future, because I, you know, I have some ideas, I have some awesome ideas, and hopefully we can get this in it, because I said I want to go and make an appointment to talk to Miss Nakia Williams just to see what's going on with the cannabis law, or I just want to be, you know, let y'all know that cannabis is going to be a real good thing. It's going to create so many jobs, because I have so many ideas. I go to Denver all the time. I'm taking a cannabis course. I'm taking a culinary course. And that, I just want to be the best. Like, if I can get put on with some shuttle or little party buses or something, we can do the tour. It's just so much shit that I have going on when it comes to cannabis. Because that's my thing. That's what I've been trying to get right. I've been trying to get that shit right ever since I can think of, you know. And ever since I went to Seattle and was like, I want to go to Seattle. But now, you know, something God has been holding on for me to stay in Atlanta. Because we were supposed to move 2020. Bam, here comes COVID. So now that it's COVID, and now that we might be a possibility, should go illegal. You know? So, you know, and then wherever it sets off first, because we already got added on states, New Jersey, got their shit. I mean, it's already coming. There's about 6 new states just added on for rec. So it's just like, well, once that hit, and then if they, you know, we get the Senate and shit go right, man, look, you know, just looking like, man. I'm so excited about that. And I just want to get a piece of the action. And I know it's going to be, you know, and I know the white people are going to take off. Like, the people who have already have their smoke shops and things, they're just going to transfer over, get their license and things. They might try to make it a little hard and things. I'm praying. And that's the obstacles that we have to interfere and be like, no, we're not going to do it like that. Motherfuckers want to work in a dispensary, they need to work in a dispensary. You know how to fucking grow cannabis, you need to grow. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it so fucking hard for people, you know. Because I know you already have to do a background check when you get your license in Denver. It's $250. Yeah, that's reasonable. That's how it should be. But don't make it all when a person wants to work or grow for you and shit. Don't make it all like, we don't know what the fuck we doing either. When we've been a face front for face fronts of cannabis all these years. But y'all just have the money to produce, because they do. You know how much lights, you know, I was just reading over my cultivating course yesterday. And lights is going to be the most expensive thing in your dispensary are the lights. Lights alone, you got to get fluorescent lights. You have to get 1,000 watts, 2,000 watts. I mean, the lights alone are expensive. We're not even talking about the soil, the pH balance. I mean, it's a lot. The wires that you have to hang from the wall. Everything. Everything costs. And growing cannabis is not fucking easy. It's not. So for all these people who think it's going to be easy and, oh, I can cook with it and shit, if you're not decarbonizing your cannabis, it's not going to be good. If you don't follow the proper steps and, you know, use a sachet and strain your shit and let it cool and just the proper techniques, you just can't. It's so much involved. And that's the stuff that people don't know. You know, oh, cannabis, yeah, and all that we think about is money, money, money. Yeah.
but it's a lot. Because a lot of you people who have been growing street cannabis is different from dispensary cannabis. Like Burner's Cookies, divine. He got the top flight cannabis for me. Cookies, Burner's Cookies is that honey buns, that pancake, that sticky buns, that shit is fucking smoking. Like, smoking. And he hangs his shit upside down. I mean, the process is phenomenal. See, I love the process of even how to grow cannabis. I just think it's the shit. The shit that you can produce is just so fly. But that's been the segment of the 2020 The Rav. It's been a hell of a year. Hopefully, I pray that we all get it back together. And I don't know how 2021 is going to be, because this new strand is coming in. And the death tolls of corona is not going to stop. So I don't know what's really going to happen for me. Yeah, you know, I'll just hope Biden get in there and shut it down for 30 days. I feel like he should just shut it down. Everything. This time, no grocery stores. You better go before they shut down. No grocery stores, no gas stations, no malls, nobody go to work, no factories, and Elon Musk and all these other people. I think it should just a ghost town for 30 days or 15 days or whatever the fuck. But people keeps traveling, people keep moving, people not staying at home, and it just keeps rotating. It's not standing still. It's more outbreaks. It's like contagion out this bitch. It really is. And now they said a new strand is easier to catch. So I just pray, Lord, I pray that the upcoming year be, I just don't want to catch it. I'm just trying to keep myself protected, me and my family, or me and Ron, or whoever I'm around. I'm mad I can't be around my baby JJ because of COVID. It's so deep. And it was so good to see her first Christmas. I got a little pony and things. It was awesome. So, it was cool. And I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. I really could be like down. I know my car went through it this year. I had to get everything replaced. New battery, new tires, new windshield, new passenger window, new side rear mirror. And Miss Betsy, my car has had a hell of a year. Hell of a year. I've had a hell of a year because I was robbed, you know, just going through that victim to society. And then my windshield got bashed in my driveway while I was in house getting ready for work. So that fucked me up, you know. And I think it was a white boy who did it. You know what I'm saying? And so it really, the race shit still exists. And I knew, people always try to hush-hush about it, but it still exists. And I've learned that the court system is not for the blacks. It's just not for us. And I know that people want to kill us all the time. Well, they do. I know that people don't like us. I mean, and they want to kill us all the time. And they want to mock us and make fun of us. And I don't know why, because we're such loving beings. That's just some shit that I just don't understand. Yeah, we turn up, we get loud, we can be ignorant, we, you know, pop, pop and things. But for the most part, sha-na-na. I just want to get high and be at peace. You know, that's one thing I have learned this year. When I do my yoga, when I'm on my mat, stretching and things, that's what I'm going to continue. My face, trying to get this blemishes off my face, do my health thing, because I said by 50, I want a body of a god. So I've been doing my little crunches and things, working on my crunches and my butt lifts. I'm trying to lift up my booty a little bit more. So other than that, and the next year I'm working on my cardio, so I'm gonna start going back to the track and everything, and just trying to get out, just get it. I'm just trying to get it, because I'm really just starting trying to get it. I'm 47 going on 48, but it's never too late. It's never too late. I don't have any kids. Dutchie died. So that's going on 2 years for him. I was feeling a little sad for Christmas, but it was cool. You know, I'm going to have that time. Even when May come back around again, I'm still going to be a little down. Always down around his death time. So, but for my 48th birthday, I'm praying we get to Denver. Praying that we get somewhere. Praying that this next year is just a little bit more uplifting than 2020. Shana na hallelujah.